regarding this situation. This is about my son, uh-huh. and I am his mother. Uh-huh. So that being said, I am very angry at this point that my son is still doing that kind of allegation. Uh-huh. All right? So that being said, the way that it has been handled, I think it's very clear that that's why we're portraying in court, is that it has been a very, very, very bad job that DICE has conducted. Uh-huh. And we will get to the very bottom until the end of this, because I am not stopping. Uh-huh. You know, I am not stopping. I know that I'm going to get my son, but I am not stopping, and I'm facing everyone that has had to do with my case. Uh-huh. Okay? Everybody tried to portray me as a mentally unstable. Their prediction was totally wrong, that I was going to deteriorate. I have not. For the country, I have demonstrated uh-huh. that I am a fighter and that I will not stop. Uh-huh. All right? So that being said, for my son to continue to make sexual allegations out of his mouth, things that I never even heard, put your mouth in here, is totally unacceptable. I'm very
sorry. I agree. Totally unacceptable. But he must have gotten it from somewhere. I don't know who. I'm not involved with the case, but everybody needs to get to the bottom of it.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Yes. I have a meeting on Monday, and the reason why I wanted to see someone is because I wanted to see Joanne, and she's not here.
Who's the meeting with?
I'm meeting with Joanne's two bosses, Heidi and Nicole, and I am meeting also with her. The reason why I wanted to see Joanne today was because she didn't call me yesterday. She's supposed to call me and let me know. She spoke with my son, and she was going to call me on a daily basis, and she has. The fact that I didn't get a call yesterday,
I'm not sure she was here yet.
That's why I find it very rare, because she has been very... how do I say that? It's the only person that I must say that. Just reading now about the case, everything has been handled very unprofessionally in this place. No one read anything. Danielle Gonzalez wrote whatever she wanted. She was in the stand, and it was proven that she said a bunch of inconsistent stuff. Moving forward, we're moving forward. Mm-hmm. I did not receive a phone call yesterday. I assume that people get sick. Mm-hmm. People don't go to the job. You understand?
Right.
And this is the reason... Or they are in court,
yeah.
Or they have a family member, or something happens. There's a lot of events.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is my case, I am working on my case myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am being very diligent on my case. It's about my child.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, if she doesn't call me, I am going to call her.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I am going to call people. I'm no more sitting down waiting for the system who has failed come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I am... speaking the way that I need to speak. I am not accusing you. I'm not accusing no one, because I've been already told all these, how do you want to call it, diagnosis by non-professionals like CAPS, the girl that was just removed from the case, who was found to be inclined toward my ex-husband, right? She had no right to be telling me about taking medication. She has no degrees on that. Like, you don't have any rights to talk to me about that either.
Yes,
do you understand?
I don't know me, so
thank you.
I'm only coming because you requested.
The reason why, exactly, I am
so
requesting to
here.
See a supervisor is because she didn't call me yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I do want to know, not only from my son, I want to know from someone other than my son, from this place, because this place is the one who's responsible for my son. I hope you understand that. So that being said, I want to know what happened. And that if she's not here, or if she's not going to be here tomorrow, let's say, for instance.
She's going to be here tomorrow.
But I don't know that.
I check on her schedule.
But I don't know that. I don't know if people call in sick and things happen.
I did check, but there's no guarantee. Tomorrow morning, something else.
Thank you. So I want to know who is doing the follow-up. Do you understand my point? Who is doing the follow-up that she implemented,
mm-hmm.
which I thank her for that, okay, because it's about my son,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know, all right? So that being said, if she's not available, who will be doing that? Who will be talking to the child?
I'll see who the coverage person is. It's going to be a coverage person, not me.
Listen, ma'am, you are a supervisor.
Yes.
I don't run this place. I don't know how you...
coverage.
Exactly. We didn't get to that point, like in case she, in the event that she was not able,
mm-hmm.
who was going to do it? Because I am expecting what she promised me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I am not... putting her down. I didn't come here to speak bad about her.
Mm-hmm.
I came here because I felt comfortable with the implementation she made going forward after Thursday.
Okay.
Do you understand my point?
Yeah.
Do you understand my position also, like I, the way I am? Do you understand that?
Every parent has the right to have a position about these matters.
Okay, well then I appreciate it. Thank you.
You have the right to have a position.
Oh.
We can't say to you, no, you can't have a position. It is your right to have a position.
Oh. I am glad that for the first time I hear something like that. I have not heard that from Nicole Miller either. That's why you know what? That's why she will have to respond to me eventually after my case is over.
It is your right to have one. It is also Difa's right to have one.
I didn't say that.
It is the right of the father to have a position.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I agree with that. Yes, I agree with that. Without judging.
Yes.
And without pointing.
Let the judge do the final decision.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So do you understand why do you, can you just tell me quickly why do you think I called you? So that there will be no misunderstanding.
You just wanted to find out who is going to follow up for Joan because she's not here. You haven't heard from her. It's rare. She didn't call you and you was concerned because she implemented a plan and you was expecting a phone call.
Sure.
So she's supposed to come in tomorrow because I did check already on her calendar if she's in. Yes, she's going to be in. If she's not in tomorrow, I need a number where I can have someone else call you.
Let me give you my number. 917-331-3265. And it's 1B.
It's 1B?
Yes.
Okay. Your first name?
Amy, A-M-Y.
Okay.
All right? So,
thank you.
That's it. That's it. And I'm here to meet with staff, and they're not here, so maybe they were late. So some staff. That's why I called you because they were not here. They're not here. And I
maybe we should start at
3:45. And you know what? They usually are on time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of growth that we are fixing. And I have seen a lot of roads fixing all over the place. Maybe they're taking advantage of the fact that the weather is good.
I'll call back up to the front desk to see if they are here. If not, I'll try and reach out to them to see what's going on.
What?
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Beverly. Okay. Thank you for your time.